Chapter 35. The park where Cody and Aster went after school each day was only a few minutes from our house, but it was the far side of town from my office, and so it was a bit more than 20 minutes before I finally got there. Since it was rush-hour traffic, I suppose you could say it was lucky that I got there at all. But I had plenty of time to reflect on what might be happening to Rita, and I found, to my surprise, that I actually hoped she was all right. I was just starting to get used to her. I liked having her cooking every night, and certainly I could not manage both kids on a full-time basis and still have the freedom to blossom in my chosen career. Not yet. Not for a few more years, when they had both been trained. So I hoped that Coulter had taken reliable backup, and that they would have Weiss tucked away and Rita secured, perhaps sipping coffee and wrapped in a blanket, like on television. But that brought up an interesting point, one that filled the rest of my otherwise pleasant drive through the homicidal, homeward-bound crowd with genuine worry. Suppose they did have Weiss all safely cuffed and Mirandized. What would happen when they started to ask him questions? Things like, why did you do it? And, more importantly, why did you do it to Dexter? What if he had the very poor taste to answer them truthfully? So far, he had showed an appalling willingness to tell everyone all about me. And although I am not particularly shy, I would rather keep my real accomplishments hidden from the public eye. And if Coulter added the things Weiss might blather to what he already suspected from seeing the video, things might get very unhappy in Dexterville. It would have been a much better thing if I had been able to confront Weiss by myself, settle things amicably, mano a mano, or possibly cuchilla a cuchilla, and solve the problem of Weiss's urge to communicate by feeding my passenger. But I'd had no real choice in the matter. Coulter had been there and heard it, and I'd had to go along. After all, I was a law-abiding citizen. I really was, technically speaking. I mean, innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, right? And it was looking more and more like it would come down to a court of law, starring Dexter in an orange jumpsuit and leg irons, which I couldn't look forward to at all. Orange is a very bad color for me. And of course, being accused of murder would really be a major roadblock to my true happiness. I don't have any illusions about our legal system. I see it on the job every day, and I am quite sure that I could beat it, unless they actually catch me in the act, on film, in front of a bus filled with U.S. senators and nuns. But even an open accusation would put me under the kind of scrutiny that would spell an end to my playtime activities, even if I was found to be completely innocent. Just look at poor O.J. In his last years of freedom, he couldn't even play golf anymore without someone accusing him of something. But what could I do about it? My options were very limited. I could either let Weiss talk, in which case I was in trouble, or stop him from talking, in which case exact same result. There was no way around it. Dexter was in deep, and the tide was rising.